Exclusive, GOP Senate candidate Mike Gibbons. Religion of Wokeism replaced the bourgeoisie with white males. By Robert Krajicek on October 13, 2021. Mike Gibbons, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat from Ohio, said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that Ohioans reject globalism and wokeism. Characterizing wokeism as a religion would enable excision of the left-wing orthodoxy from public curriculum, Gibbons stated. I think you could go so far as to say that wokeism is a religion, he remarked, and they're trying to teach that religion in our schools. It has all the characteristics of a religion. In fact, when you talk about or question any comment they make, first of all, as a white male, I wouldn't have standing to address it, but they sit on the fact that it is the truth. He continued, it's very similar to Christianity. We believe that Jesus Christ was our Savior and that is the truth. They have the same attitude about everything their theory is espousing. You notice it's called critical race theory. I've got a lot of theories, too, we don't teach those in school, I would attack it on First Amendment grounds. I'm going to be pushing for that from the day I get there. Ohio was damaged and continues to be harmed by globalism, Gibbons determined. I spent my whole life in Ohio and we were dramatically affected by globalism, he said. A lot of our industrial centers in this state have been affected by the government exporting jobs to China and various other Asian countries. And we felt that, and I don't think anybody appreciates it. He added, we're a typical industrial-based state. But most people don't realize it's largely agriculture. And I think that many Ohioans feel exactly as I feel. We've got to fix our system, and that's exactly why I'm running. Gibbons noted the parallels between Marxism and the politics pushed by Democrats. He stated, we've got to fix this effort to change our culture. Particularly the Democrat Party has decided they want us to behave a certain way. They want us to think things the way they think about them. And most of Ohio doesn't agree with it. Democrats reframe the Marxist class warfare paradigm with racial struggle by characterizing whites as an oppressive class exploiting other races, Gibbons observed. He said most Democrat voters, however, are unaware of the Marxist roots of Democrat Party politics. The postmodernists started this whole effort toward Marxism, he remarked. If you walk up to the average Democrat, and I've done it, and ask, what do you think about the Marxist influence in Democrat Party philosophy, right now? They're offended, they replace the bourgeoisie and the proletariat with white males and every other identity group the Democrats like to cajole into voting for them. You can just lay Marxism right over what the way they speak and think. And Marxism is still a bad word to most Democrats. He added, I don't think it is even close to a majority in this country that thinks, the way the woke left thinks. I think Ohio is largely people that love our country. And, recognizes it's the greatest country in the history of the world. Everybody wants to point out our past mistakes. I think we can learn about those past mistakes in history class. But that does not mean it colors everything we do going forward. We don't have to tear the country down and build it in some image thought up by some second-rate philosopher that couldn't make it in society and decided to come up with some theory that would elevate himself, because that's largely what this is. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.